Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I was thinking earlier today about how much time we spend obsessing over our careers.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Right, but it's almost always from like one very specific angle. We are usually the ones sitting there, sweating in a suit that's slightly too tight, trying to sell ourselves to a company.
Exactly. You tweak your resume until 2 in the morning.
Yes, you agonizing over whether to use the word collaborative or team-oriented.
Yeah.
You worry about your handshake. We're just constantly in this sales mode, trying to convince a company that we are the product they need to buy.
It's the default setting for almost everyone. I mean, you view yourself as the product and the employer as the customer who has the money.
Right.
It's a very one-sided power dynamic in our heads.
Exactly. But today, we are completely flipping that script for you. We're going to look at how companies polish their image to catch us.
It's a fascinating shift in perspective.
It really is. We have a strategic guide today, and our topic is recruitment marketing. We are looking at everything from the philosophy behind it to the real nitty-gritty of execution. And honestly, looking at the source material for this deep dive, it's a little bit like peeking behind the curtain at a magic show.
Yeah, you start to see the wires and the
And the
mirrors.
trapdoors.
It really is like that. And I think once you see it, you can't unsee it. We're moving way beyond that old school idea that companies just, post a help wanted sign in the window and wait for the phone to ring.
Right, the old newspaper classifieds model.
Exactly. This guide outlines the sophisticated machinery organizations use to actively hunt top talent. It's an active process, it's aggressive, and it's highly psychological.
So our mission today is to decode that machinery for you. We're going to break down how organizations move from just trying to fill a vacant seat to actually marketing their brand and their values.
And we'll look at the specific digital tactics they use to attract you.
Yes, from SEO to this really interesting concept called lead nurturing and the analytics they use to track our every click. Let's start with the core definition because the source makes a distinction here that I think is crucial. What is recruitment marketing exactly?
Well, based on the text, recruitment marketing is defined as the process of presenting an employer's brand and values to potential employees. But here is the key nuance.
Okay.
It's critical for that exact moment when a candidate first discovers a job opening and decides whether to apply.
So it happens entirely before the application.
Precisely. Traditional recruitment basically starts when you hit submit on your application. That's when the whole HR machine kicks in.
Right, the interviews, the background check.
Exactly. But recruitment marketing is everything that happens in that critical window before. When you first discover a job opening, you look at the company's logo, maybe you read a blog post, and you decide whether to actually click apply or just keep scrolling.
So it's the hook. It's the movie trailer before you buy the ticket.
That is a perfect way to put it.
And the source material is very clear on why this has exploded recently. It basically comes down to one main goal: differentiation.
Right. Think about the market right now, especially for skilled roles. If you are a project manager or a software engineer or even a nurse, you might have 15 different companies actively vying for your attention.
And on paper, they might look totally identical.
Yes. Similar salaries, similar benefits, similar office perks.
So if everyone offers a competitive salary and, I don't know, a free laptop and decent health care, what's the tiebreaker? Why do I choose company A over company B?
That's the aha moment in the guide. The source emphasizes that recruitment marketing helps an employer gain a competitive advantage by showcasing the organization as a desirable workplace.
A desirable workplace.
Yes, they have to prove they are the better place for you to spend 40 hours a week. They have to answer the question of why us?
I really love that phrase, desirable workplace. It implies they have to earn our interest. It's not just a transaction, it's a courtship.
It is a courtship. And just like dating, if you come on too strong, or if you don't have a plan, or if you just talk about yourself all night without listening, you're gonna strike out.
So let's pivot to the practical side of that plan. The source material lays out a framework. It gives us four main pillars for how companies actually execute this marketing. It's not just putting out good vibes.
No, it's a science. And the first pillar, according to the text, is strategy pillar one, market research.
Which makes sense. You wouldn't launch a new flavor of potato chip without checking if people actually like that flavor first.
Exactly. The expert advice here is analysis first. Before a company writes a single tweet or films a glossy recruitment video, they must analyze the market.
What are they looking for in that analysis?
They need to determine exactly which candidates they want to appeal to. Targeting is everything.
This is where it gets interesting to me. Because it's not just, hey, we need a person to do this job. It's, we need this specific kind of person.
Right. Are they looking for someone who values stability, a solid pension, and a strict 9-to-5 schedule? Or are they looking for a risk taker who wants equity, high stakes, and might be totally fine working 80-hour weeks during a product launch?
You definitely can't market to both of those people with the exact same message.
No. If you try to appeal to everyone, you appeal to absolutely no one.
There's another layer to this research in the text that I found really compelling.
Hmm.
It says companies need to observe how their competitors present themselves so they can stand apart.
Competitor awareness is huge. You have to know the landscape.
So you're looking at the guy next door to see what he's wearing to the party.
Basically. If your biggest competitor is branding themselves as the high prestige, elite, intense option, like a top tier Wall Street firm, maybe you see an opening.
An opening to do what?
To position yourself as the balanced, flexible, mental health aware option. You are deciding how you want to appear in contrast to others.
That makes total sense. You can't stand apart if you don't know where everyone else is standing.
Exactly. You have to find the white space in the market.
Okay, so a company has done their homework. They know who they want to hire, and they know what the competition is saying. Now they need to actually put the message out there. This brings us to strategy pillar 2. Content marketing.
This is the execution phase. The source mentions that employers should use a variety of techniques here.
And this is where the giant wall of text job description finally goes to die.
Thank goodness for that. The toolkit here is much broader. It involves career sites, videos, employee testimonials, and FAQs.
The guide really emphasizes the mix, right? Not just using one of those things.
Yes, the mix is vital. Think about the psychology of a candidate. A really well-produced video might capture the emotion. You see people laughing in the break room. You see the modern office. You hear the upbeat music.
That hooks the heart.
It does. But the heart doesn't pay the rent.
Fair point.
That's where the FAQs come in. That appeals to the logical brain. What is the remote work policy? How does the bonus structure work? What is the parental leave? You need a combination of emotion and logic.
I want to focus on testimonials for a second because the source highlights these. It's basically the Amazon review section for a job.
That is a perfect analogy. We live in a review economy. We don't trust what a brand says about itself anymore. We trust what other people say about the brand.
Right. A slick video from the CEO saying we have a great culture is fine.
But a candid quote from a mid-level employee saying, hey, I actually get to leave at 5 to see my kids and my manager supports that. That is worth its weight in gold.
It's social proof. It validates the corporate claims.
Precisely. If you claim to have a great culture, but no actual employee will go on record to say it, candidates are going to notice that absence.
Okay, so the company has the content. They have the glowing reviews and the cool videos on their career site.
Yeah.
But if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, you know, do we get hired? They need eyeballs.
Which leads us directly into strategy pillar 3, digital marketing.
The engine room. The goal here is increasing awareness and engagement with the brand.
Yes. You're trying to build a relationship before the person has even clicked apply.
The source lists some very specific digital tactics here. Let's unpack this list because it uses some marketing jargon. First up is email marketing.
It might sound basic, but it's still highly effective. In this context, it's not just spamming people with job alerts. It's about keeping potential candidates engaged.
Like sending a newsletter about the cool projects the engineering team is working on.
Exactly. You aren't constantly saying apply now, you're just staying top of mind.
So when I am finally ready to look for a job, I think of them first because I've been seeing their logo in my inbox for 6 months.
Right. Next on the list is PPC, or pay-per-click.
This is paid advertising. Like when you search for something on Google and the top results say sponsored.
Exactly. Companies are bidding to put their job opening right at the top of the search results.
They're essentially buying your attention on the search page.
Exactly.
And that costs money.
Right. It's a paid strategy. They know the first click captures the most interest.
And then there's its cousin, which is also listed in the source SEO or search engine optimization.
That's the organic side. That's the free version. But it takes a lot more strategic work. It's ensuring that your career site uses the right keywords so that Google ranks you highly naturally.
The text mentions using the words candidates actually type. Give me an example of how that works in recruiting.
Okay. Imagine a company wants to hire a customer success manager, but internally, they call that role a client happiness guru.
Oh, I've seen titles like that.
Right. If they post the job as client happiness guru, no one will find it. Nobody goes to a job board and searches for happiness guru.
That's a great point. Guru Ninja Rockstar might sound fun in an internal meeting, but it's terrible for SEO.
SEO is about speaking the language of the searcher, not your own internal corporate speak.
Now, there is one more phrase that text uses under digital marketing that I want you to highlight: lead nurturing.
Yes. This is a very sophisticated marketing concept that HR has borrowed directly from the high-end sales world.
How does lead nurturing apply to hiring someone?
Think about how you buy a car. You don't usually walk onto the lot and buy the first one you see. You look online, you read reviews, maybe you sign up for dealer updates. You are a lead. The dealership nurtures you until you are ready to buy.
So in recruitment marketing, they treat candidates like sales leads.
Exactly. Maybe you aren't ready to change jobs today, but you join their talent community. They send you an invite to a webinar or a white paper about your industry.
They're feeding you value over time,
building trust over months so that when you are ready to make a career move, applying with them feels like a natural next step.
That is a really smart distinction. It respects the candidate's timeline instead of just screaming, apply now. But, you know, playing that long game requires keeping score. How do they know if any of this money and effort is actually working?
That brings us to strategy pillar 4, analytics. This is the voice of reason in the whole process.
You can't just market, you have to measure.
The source explicitly says a key part of effective recruitment marketing is understanding where an employer is versus where they want to be. You have to measure that gap.
So what exactly are they measuring? The text gives us a specific list of metrics that companies track. I want to run through them because they really tell a story about our journey as candidates. First one is inbound web traffic.
That's the very top of the funnel.
Hey.
How many people are actually landing on your career page? If this number is low, your SEO and PPC aren't working.
Nobody knows you exist.
Right.
Next metric is on-site engagement.
This is about stickiness. Are they staying to watch that video you spent $5,000 producing, or are they leaving the page after 3 seconds?
If they bounce quickly, your content just isn't resonating.
Exactly.
Then we have inbound applications.
The obvious one. Are people actually raising their hands to say, yes, I want to work here?
But here is the metric that I think is the most critical on this list: funnel conversion.
This is massive. Imagine a literal funnel. 1,000 people see your ad. 100 people click it. 10 people start the application. 1 person finishes it.
That's your funnel.
Yes. If you have a huge drop-off, say 100 people start the application but only 5 finish it, you have what they call a leaky bucket.
That tells you something is fundamentally wrong with the application itself. Maybe it's too long, or it crashes on mobile.
Or it asks for your entire employment history to be typed out manually after you just uploaded your resume.
Oh, everyone hates that.
Exactly. You're losing top talent who actually wanted to apply because your process is broken. That's a disaster for funnel conversion.
And finally, the last metric on the list is web property performance.
That's just the general technical health and speed of your digital presence. If your career site takes 10 seconds to load, you've lost people.
So true. We've covered the 4 pillars: market research, content marketing, digital marketing, and analytics. That's the theory. But the source material also gives us a practical blueprint. It has a section called Tips for Creating a Recruitment Marketing Plan.
This is great because it takes all those abstract pillars and puts them into an actionable workflow.
And step 1 of that plan isn't jumping in and making a video. It's establishing clear goals.
Right. The text advises establishing exactly how many new hires are needed. Is this a one-time hiring spree, or is this a steady need over a specific period?
Because you can't build a realistic budget without knowing the scale of what you need.
Exactly.
And once you have those goal numbers, you have to look at the customer, the candidate. The text highlights that companies must determine not just who they want, but what those candidates want to see regarding benefits and other perks.
This is crucial. You can have the best digital marketing in the world, the funniest videos, the highest SEO ranking, but if you aren't offering what the talent actually values, whether that's remote flexibility, great healthcare, or career growth, the whole marketing plan will fail.
You have to align your message with what the market actually desires.
Yes.
Now, there's an interesting detail in the source about who actually does this work: building the team. It's not just recruiters doing this anymore.
No, the text notes that the team often consists of professionals from HR, marketing, and management. It's a cross-functional effort.
With a set budget.
Right. And it requires that cross-functional team because HR knows the job requirements and legal compliance, marketing knows how to tell a compelling story, and management holds the purse strings.
It makes sense. It's a collaborative effort. Yeah. HR keeps it grounded in reality, and marketing makes it appealing.
And then they have to get into the execution details.
The logistics mentioned in the text, like planning when content and videos will be released.
Yes, you need a content calendar. You can't just post everything on one day and then go silent for 2 months.
The text also mentions spending time specifically improving the company career site,
which is the home base for all of this. It has to be user-friendly.
And deciding which recruitment marketing tools to utilize.
Right. But the most important thing the guide stresses is that this plan is not static.
This brings us to the section on refinement and feedback.
The feedback loop is essential. The text explicitly advises analyzing and reviewing career site metrics to see what is working and what needs to be improved.
That's the analytics pillar coming back around into the real world.
If you see that your blog post about company culture is driving massive traffic, you write more about that. You pivot based on the data.
And there's one final tip in the source for refining the process: monitoring the candidate experience and using that feedback to improve the process.
This connects right back to that leaky bucket we talked about. If candidates are abandoning the process, their frustration becomes part of your brand.
If the application is painful and bureaucratic, I'm going to assume working there is painful and bureaucratic too.
Exactly. You've broken the trust before they even walk in the door for an interview.
So to summarize what we've covered, recruitment marketing is this intense blend of market research, content creation, digital savvy, and hard data analysis.
All aimed at proving a company is a great place to work.
And according to the expert advice in our source, a well-executed strategy achieves two main things.
It increases applications from top talent, and it provides a competitive advantage.
It moves an organization beyond just a help wanted sign into active brand marketing.
Absolutely.
So we have unpacked a lot of strategy today. But before we wrap up, I know you had a thought about what this means for us as the candidates.
I do. It's a thought derived directly from looking at all these tactics in the source. We've spent this time analyzing how companies are using sophisticated psychology and data tracking to construct a perfect narrative,
showing us the absolute highlight reel of working there.
Exactly. So here is the final provocative thought for you listening. If a company is marketing to you this aggressively before you even apply, using all these tools to curate an image, how does that change the way you should evaluate the brand versus the everyday reality of the job?
Oh, that is a great question. Because if they are putting this much effort into the sales pitch, we need to be really savvy consumers.
Exactly. Just because the trailer is amazing doesn't guarantee the movie is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Enjoy the courtship, but do your own research.
I love that. We have to see past the opening. Well, on that note, I'm definitely going to go look at some company career sites with a completely different set of eyes. Thank you for breaking this all down with us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.